traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Perhaps if you don't get the joke,
you are the joke.
Yes.
And, say that all time. And yes. I have to thank the people retweeting and sharing these videos for making me and my brand go viral once again and helping me sell tickets for the Challenger Games this weekend. It's going to be a huge, huge event, which, awesome. By the way,
for
it's a charity event that benefits the Special Olympics. Like, who's winning here?
Yeah. All right, so we're short Dylan.
Where's everyone?
Spencer.
We have no producer, no co-host, and no guest. Wee Man was supposed to come in today, and he canceled. Wee Man, what's good? But also, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Woo! Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. Hit that subscribe button. We got a lot of shit to talk about today. We have a lot went down this past weekend. Again, we're closing in on 2 million subscribers.
What the hell?
On 2 million. It's coming up quick.
It's amazing.
The show is indeed turning around, despite my pink eye, which is why I'm wearing glasses. But actually, when I say it's turning around, I mean it, because I'm wearing glasses for 2 reasons. One, because of the pink eye that I just talked about just now, but also...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Should I take off the glasses now? Although I love them to show
Let's
you my pink
it.
Eye.
Let's see it.
It's gross, bro.
And whoa.
I feel disgusting. I noticed.
How'd you get it?
I don't know.
That's the big question right now.
Because this is what I hate, bro. Pink eye, like we all know, we all joke. Everyone knows you get pink eye from putting poop in your eyes.
Yes, fecal matter.
And I didn't do that.
You ever gone toilet diving before?
No.
Well, maybe you did.
No, I don't think I did, dude. I don't think I did. Here's what I presume. I have 2 theories. One, my dogs. They're disgusting. Ginger is always rolling around in the lake, then poop, and then Rhea avidly consumes fecal matter.
How does one actually get pink eye?
Didn't we just say that?
Relax, I'll defend him. You rub your eye and butt stuff. Like, basically, if a little piece of poop or I see you looking at Dan, like, there's going to be a mark. Yes, it is.
If you do too much butt stuff with your eyes, you'll get pink eye.
Yeah, and so usually it's from some sort of activity, but Logan has a theory that it's from Ginger's booty, just rubbing on his pillow.
Not her booty. Maybe. I think she lays on my pillow, and then I lay on my pillow, and I get the pink eye. And I mean, here's why it's a big deal. Again, we have so much to talk about, but I brought it up in a Fox Business interview, which I can't wait to hear your take on it as my manager yeah. Jeff.
Wait, by the way,
this is manager Jeff. Let's go one by one though. Can we break this down? One, where the fuck is Spencer?
Well, perfect.
Where is Spencer?
You tell me.
Because I feel like this is gonna manifest itself into some sort of massive.
It already has. You know, we've been having issues with him, bro, being vegan and going over to his girlfriend's house all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's really good, Spence? He's not even my main videographer anymore. He's just guy who sits where Jeff sits.
I'm gonna sit here. I feel like I should respect him. Like,
I'm not saying. Keep in mind, I'm not saying anything. I love Spencer. His plant-based choices are not my choices, but at the same time, I love him. But this one was weird. We were supposed to have just a little wee man on the podcast. He decided he wasn't going to show up, and so maybe there was a miscommunication, or maybe he's in aisle 6 at Erewhon right now.
We know it's the latter, some freaking plant-based chemical solution or some shit.
But you clearly miss him.
Of course.
You're talking about him.
I miss him, but I'm also happy that you're on the show. Me and Logan are both huge Manager Jeff fans.
Yeah, we do love you. And
love you both.
We also are missing Wee Man, who was our guest today. Something happened with his friend. I hope your friend's okay, Wee Man.
And the producer.
What's going on?
You know what? This is fine. This is fine. Because this is a It's an episode. I want to clear some stuff up. I want to get a little deep, bro. And I want to get maybe vulnerable. So maybe the less people, the better.
When you say this is fine, it reminds me of my favorite meme where that dog's in the burning house. And it says this is fine. And there's this flame shooting out of all the windows. Can you explain why we're halfway, or I'm halfway wearing this? Oh, this, he's got
this,
yes.
This is us right now.
Yes. This is my favorite meme of all time, dude.
This is fine.
What's the name of this cartoon again?
I think
remember.
It's just a meme.
A meme, yeah.
No, there's a cartoon. This is like a famous cartoon.
This is you at the Fox News interview.
Yes, I want to explain but, that.
By the way,
what?
Okay.
What? No, let's again, one by one. First things first. What you said.
Can we clear the hoodie up? Because why I want to take
wearing,
it off.
Yeah, it's not even on. But it's resting on
and
your
I'm
body.
Missing one.
Here, but I'm going to give you mine.
Okay. We're all wearing the original Maverick hoodies. You may have heard the news if you saw my vlog or my Instagram. The iconic Maverick the Parrot has passed away. And by passed away, I mean he was eaten by my Mastiff, who mistook
Puppy.
Him for a small rubber chicken. She's 6 months old. She's just a huge dog who doesn't quite know the difference between anything and anything. Exhibit A, she's been tearing up my Gucci slides. When I'm gone, she eats everything that I own.
These are the ones he's wearing right now.
Well,
too.
These were the new ones I bought because she chews
trashed by the same dog.
Like these shoes are what? How much are these? Probably like $400 retail. $600.
Why does it matter?
So $1,200 out the wazoo, gone. And, you know, it gets worse. Here's my passport.
Oh, my God. Current passport.
My new passport. I had two.
And you're going away in 3 days.
Yeah, so we have to go get the expedited day of.
Oh, you want to hear?
Same day passport.
You
want to
hear the good news?
No.
Did Danny tell you?
There's definitely no good news.
You have to go there on Friday and basically sit there all day.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Jeff.
Good job.
But I still could be
good
there for
job.
A while, she told me. But
you
yeah,
will be
I
there
mean,
for all day.
I mean, what's really fucking good, Ginger? How many things you need to tear up and chew up, and including Maverick the Parrot, like the bird who has been with me since before I started Vine, before I started any internet stuff, and it really does break my heart because he was so much more than a bird, obviously. Like, literally, we made him our brand, and he flew with us. He flew with us in our journey. We rallied around him as a community and activated what it meant to be a Maverick. When I was in Sweden, the amount of people doing this when I passed him on the street, or, yo, let's do the
iconic
Maverick symbol in pictures. Iconic, the Maverick, all because this little fucking Sun Conyer parrot. And, again, while I was away, same as last time with Kong, he died, man, via murder. And it just, like, I... What's so fucking
you just
funny?
Said via murder. Like,
he did die
he
via
He likes
murder.
Via.
I know, but I like the term via, too, but I feel like homicide's a little... The dog, it's a puppy. The one good thing about it is that the pillow guy had already pillow-sized him, so we already have the pillow. Like, we didn't have to go and have that made like we did with Kong. Wait, by the way, where are you going to put that?
I don't know, but it's
it's crazy.
It's to be honest with you, I'm reaching a point where I don't know how to handle anymore. I don't know how to deal with this. First it was Kong, incredibly depressing, incredibly sad. All of us miss him every day. And now Maverick. And the worst part about this, quite honestly, is that I know Mike is ecstatic. I know you are.
I
know you are. Before I left for Sweden, I caught him in the kitchen going like this to the wall. I don't know, man. He just flew away.
No.
What?
I don't know.
I was.
No, man. He just flew away.
Why?
I caught him practicing.
Why?
This was really messed up. I knew he was there, obviously. I knew he was walking over. So I was going, sorry, man. I don't know how to say it. I guess he just flew away. Sorry, man. I don't know how to say it. I guess he just flew away. Like, I was practicing. I'll tell you
but
why,
he actually
Jeff,
bothers you.
Bothers me.
Traffic jams. Tailgating. Pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Bothers me is not really the word. Have you ever had a cement mixer, like a pet cement mixer? Okay,
not a pet, but
and inside cement. That cement mixer, you put in hundreds of thousands of alarm clocks. Okay, and every morning at around 6:45, the cement mixer starts to churn up those alarm clocks. Okay, and it sounds kind of like this. You're just a door over. And, you know, you've been working the night shift or whatever you've been doing. You've had a rough night or rough day.
Like the plug.
Right? And all of a sudden, you've got a goddamn nuclear arsenal exploding in your eardrums every day. That said.
Please don't do it again.
I won't. That said, great bird. Huge fan.
Awesome.
Great brand. Okay. Some of the hardest news, as you saw in the vlog, that I've ever had to break for someone. It was really hard for
you. You tried to butter me up. I saw what you did there. You tried to, what's it when you say like two things
it was a tactic.
It's a tactic. Yeah, there's a strategy.
It's kind of happening in Silicon Valley.
So sorry, when I gave a call.
Silicon Valley? What was happening?
When I get phone calls.
And internet.
Is that your.
No, when I get phone calls, my phone rings. It's like a double.
What's the word where you put out something and then you do something else?
I know it's like a scream and cover, like a bait and switch. Yes.
Bait switch. I was like, this ASAP Rocky's locked up. This happening. Maverick died, really quick. And I was hoping it would, you know. And I also wanted to make him feel better by making him laugh. The fans have taken to my Instagram and to my Twitter accounts. They're not quite very happy with me right now because of the way that I explained the situation. But as we know, I do enjoy making you laugh and making sure that you're not sad. And I think what I was trying to do was make you not sad. You were thousands of miles away. I couldn't give you a big old hug. I couldn't give you a big old handshake. And I wanted to make you laugh. I want to harp back on it very much, but
Well, you're already
here. I laugh at things that make me feel uncomfortable sometimes.
I notice myself falling into that trap. Like, yeah. I know I do, but I really felt it with this one being like super like hyper aware of the situation. And like, quite honestly, as healthy or unhealthy as this is, whatever you want to call it, it's just like my coping mechanism.
Me too. Yeah.
I saw it in the video.
And by the way, I have a problem with people telling me that it's not okay.
Hell yeah.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who are you to tell me how to deal with the death of my best friend for the past 7 years?
Yeah.
You know?
And like my grandmother, she's been very open. She's like, a lot of people don't want you to be like to cry and be upset. They want you like she's like, go out, get a bottle, get a pizza, celebrate my life.
Get a bottle.
You know what I'm saying? Like Maverick was a huge jokester. If you've ever seen the stuff he says when he talks, it's usually disses on Logan's mom. What else is it? It's all kinds of stuff.
A lot of drug related stuff. Smashing girls.
Yes.
Look, he's a fucking savage. But also, man, I got a confession to make.
What do you got?
That actually wasn't him talking. Hayden would do the subtitles. My editor Hayden would put the subtitles. Yeah, I know. I know.
Can you get me a different Dan? Can you grab me a different shirt? I no longer feel the need to support this. Are you serious?
I know, bro. Well,
I could have sworn he was just dissing and chirping.
He's not able to type or really have any sort of stream of consciousness because of mainly him being a bird.
Well, now he's really not able to.
Able to what?
Have any kind of stream of consciousness either, just because.
Or do we know that
he got eaten by?
What are you typing?
Send a quick email.
Man.
That sucks. It really does. He was a great bird. He had a long life. Some say
almost got away a long time ago.
He almost did.
Before I started Vine, he did fly away once. I walked outside with him on my shoulder, and I forgot that we had not clipped his wings, and I thought his loyalty was prime, and it wasn't. I made it about 20 yards away from the house, and my dad was like, "Logan Maverick," and I was like, "He's fine." Like me, the delusional optimist.
Of course.
He's fine. Flies off. Beelines towards my dad. I'm like, this is great. Amazing. He's going to my family member, my father. And about halfway to my dad, just 90 degree angle cut curves right up, direct vertical in the air, 300 feet in about 2 seconds. I didn't know he could fly that fast because all he does is fly around the house.
And then goes back in his cage.
Yeah, exactly. So I had no idea that he was capable of such speeds. And he flew away. He was about a half mile away. We chased him. And then, you know, Maverick, come here, shaking food at him, which by like works
like
sometimes
dog.
For a dog. He's not a dog. He's a bird. We never taught him the come here trick, so he doesn't know what I'm doing. And occasionally you just hear, and I'm like, fuck. Luckily it was fall, So after about 20 minutes, Maverick's not moving. You can see him way up
on
in the trees.
East Coast.
Yeah,
and leaves are gone.
And yeah, there's no leaves. Very visible. The tree branches, you can see everything. So I'm like, fuck it. So I throw a stick near him, and it hits a branch near him, scares him, flies away. If you ever lose a bird, this is what you do. Scares him, flies away. Flies about maybe quarter mile through the woods, whatever.
Quarter mile.
So we're chasing him, And then I threw another stick. Then he flies about a tenth of a mile. And each time I throw a stick near him, he flies a little less of a distance, and I notice he's dropping. Because this motherfucker has no endurance. He has no endurance. He only flies around in the house.
Kind of like you in round three of the KSI fight.
Exactly
he was
like
done.
That. Exactly, exactly.
Or the mile of Challenger Games.
We'll get
Are
there.
You running the mile?
I'm not running the mile.
Okay.
For this reason.
Endurance.
No, actually, I could hook a 5:30 if I felt like it. But so I keep throwing sticks at him, and eventually he gets low enough. I grab him. He bites the shit out of me. I walk him. He's pierced the fingers of so many of my friends.
My ear.
All my friends are wishing me condolences. None of them really care. No one liked Maverick except me. He was great.
Because he
was my homie. He had my back when anyone would walk in the room. He'd go and attack their head.
Yeah. For sure.
And the only defense mechanism was to duck because he won't fly down.
Do you remember how good I got at dropping to the ground? I would just drop.
Yeah.
I used to just walk in the room like this.
I started using a large stick. One of the last things I had heard from him or Hayden, I guess, was I'm here for a good time, not a long time, he said.
Oh, he did say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is a Drake lyric. I think it might have been one of the days before he passed. I think, he had a great life.
Yeah, if that was his motto. I'm not going to lie, though. Dude,
a lot of people
loved
him.
Where this is tricky for me is, like, I love Ginger the Giant, our Mastiff that unfortunately killed Maverick. I love her. And she's so clueless. Like, she had no idea what she was doing, but I don't know how to, like, discipline her. I don't know what...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
To do or how to treat or how to act towards her, because while I love her, she killed the thing I love most.
I think some training and some experts would help.
Like, what if my mother murdered Jake? Like, do I still love my mom?
That's crazy.
Do I? Probably though. Probably not.
That's a pretty meta question. I was not expecting
crazy.
This.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
course.
Who knows?
I mean, it's the same way how girls were with Ted Bundy. You know, like, yo, Ted Bundy's a hottie, dude. But, like, he's a fucking killing people with logs.
Wait, sort of. Like, why were all the people in his courtroom
swooning?
Girls. Swooning girls. They're like, I don't know. He just seems so mysterious. And it's like, what's good? He's
and the one
mind
swooning,
boggling.
Yeah, and the one swooning girl mixed up the guard and he jumped out the window. Remember? That's how he escaped, bro.
Yes.
Aspen.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways,
this is crazy.
Anyways,
well, I mean, listen.
It's all sad. It sucks. You can tell my mood is melancholy, which is kind of. I wish I was a little more fired up today. I'm not gonna lie. It's also this fucking pink eye. It affects my whole body. Yes, my nose. I have nasal drip
because you have shit inside your body.
Well, hold.
In
the wrong place.
The original scientific term is shittiest eyes, and they actually changed it when it came to from the Latin for shittaceous. When it came to America, they turned it to pink eye.
You know what I thought it was originally from? You were there that night that we... I'll just say it, dude. I haven't smoked weed in 8 months since November, the Flat Earth Conference, when I fell flat on my face and passed out.
And I saved your life.
And Mike saved my life.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Low Gang. Remember that. I saved his life. All right, cut me some slack about the delivery.
Nah,
right?
Mike's done a lot of good things. And so for that reason, I've always been paranoid to smoke weed. And the other night, I was the perfect balance of, like, exhausted, but, like, still wanted to go out. And I was like, fuck it, let's do edibles. And David, the German, supplied us with edibles because I was like, I want to just be relaxed and go fuck around. And so I did edibles, and sure enough, got high as a whistle. My eyes are dehydrated, red as shit. I'm just like, yo, what's good? And we go to the beach.
Santa Monica.
Why is the whistle so high?
Because the note.
We went to Santa Monica.
We went to
so you
Santa
were.
Monica.
So we went to Santa Monica. We walked out on the beach, and we—and by the way, we didn't know. Like, I didn't know how he was gonna handle the edibles. I know that he should not be going anywhere near psychoactives. I tried. I slapped
drugs.
David,
drugs in general. I will say,
fine. But
I don't mix with drugs at all. It's something I know about myself. Which is why I don't do drugs. I can't. Because
it's funny
because
everybody thinks you did cocaine. I know. Before that interview. I know. Which we'll unpack. We'll get there. Sorry, there's a lot going on. So they all walk out on the beach. I tried to get David not to give them to him. I didn't take them because I had a hidden agenda. I wanted to get a ride to Santa Monica, which was closer to the club because obviously like I have other intentions. I was trying to go to Hyde for a little bit, right?
It's a great club. I almost went.
All right, it was Friday night, and they were like, "Let's go to the silent disco and talk to other vegans that are just like us."
No, we didn't know there was a silent disco. Well, that's important information. We went to the beach and stumbled upon a bunch of people with headphones like this.
That's cool.
Silence. Awesome. Watch. This is what we saw when we walked. What the fuck is happening?
You haven't seen that at Coachella?
Yeah, we've all done it.
I've heard about them. I've never done it. I've never seen it.
Did you enjoy it?
Hold on. And then I go, this is incredible. What are the chances we stumble across our first silent disco and the headphones had channels on, each with a different type of music?
Oh, that's even crazier.
Yeah. It was really
cool.
We all went with green, then we went to blue for a while.
Everybody knows the same song.
Yeah, they are. But some people choose red. There's three DJs, all DJing to different colors.
Interesting. I've never seen
that
before.
Yeah, that's usually how.
We paid the $5 for the headphones.
Awesome.
And here I am. I haven't been high.
Usually it takes a while to kick in.
It took us some time to get there.
And also, I do want to mention this to the time point. We saw the silent disco, and while we were walking over, it took everyone in the group about 4 minutes to walk from the parking lot to the silent disco area. It took Logan 35 minutes, roughly. The kids' feet were stuck to the ground. Every step he...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It looked like he was stepping into dick sand, dude.
I was taking
huge steps, and I'm like, yo, Logan, like he had his hood up,
Were you deep in thought? No, he was deep in sand.
I was deep in sand, and my hamstring was like a little tender, and walking on sand was uneven, and so I wanted to take it
so
easy.
So slow,
yeah. So I was walking real slow, and finally we get to the silent disco. It's on a board, like wood.
Yeah,
and
it was on the boardwalk.
We all put these on, and I just like want to paint the picture. Imagine the first time you ever go to a silent disco, you're high for the first time in 8 months. Brother, I was losing my mind.
We have video.
I don't want to show it. Pull it up. No, please. I really don't want to.
I need to see the dance
All
moves.
Of us listening to an EDM rave, just losing our mind.
Love
and
it.
You know who's going the hardest? This guy.
Mike,
I haven't seen Mike move that fast in a decade.
Why? Well, what happened?
Because I was just really
amped
up. I was super sober. I think I was just like hanging out and... I get really amped when the music is in my ear like that.
Of course.
Like, I can't. And so I was just driving, grooving, going nuts. I was surrounded by the people I love.
I was just
in a great place.
And it was just dudes. Like, it was just the homies. So we were just getting it. And I found it ironic, actually. The day we remove all the 50,000 pounds of sand from our backyard, from the Logan's Luau, the day we remove the beach from our backyard is the one day we go to the beach, which, by the way, we never do. We never go to the beach, which was definitely ironic.
I sent you the video. I left, by the way. I went to Hyde, I went to Warwick, and he came home, and I came back with, like, 8 girls, okay? And usually what I do is on the way back to the house, I mark the hottest one, and I say, this one's gone, because Logan's going to take her.
With a picture?
I don't know how to answer what you just said to me, okay?
Like, how do you mark them?
I just mark them mentally,
in your
okay?
Mentally.
Yes, like, mentally.
He goes up to me, takes a picture, he goes...
No, he takes a picture of the whole bus. He circles and he goes, this one's marked, and he sends it.
Spencer, you're being quite wordy today, okay? Let me finish this. So I mark them mentally, and I say to myself, okay, this girl's gone, because Logan's going to take her, dude. She's going to come to the house.
Oh.
No matter how interested she is in me, she's going to see this big old broad.
You have no chance.
And she's going to go... Well, sometimes it switches up, but for the most part, I just say, okay, let the rich kid have her, right? So then we all come here. And the hottest one, well, shit, I gotta be careful because they're gonna watch this. All right, so anyways, we come here and I see him and he's like, I'm like, yo, man, we got girls. And he's like this.
Mike. He's like, I like girls.
And I'm like,
great. Why don't you go talk to someone?
Well, they're everywhere, dude. And by the way, there's a group of four of them completely naked right now getting in the hot tub.
What?
Which, by the way, is not that weird. That happens sometimes, quite a bit, right? And Logan's like,
do you know that sometimes turtles swim?
And I'm like, okay, so obviously you're not a part of the activities tonight. And he's like,
I tried. Like, no, I really tried.
I think I'm going to go up to bed now.
So did you get the marked one? Your night for the marked one.
I'll be honest with you. I had an incredible, this is more night shift talk. I'm not going to get too deep in it, but I had an incredible evening that
awesome.
Night.
Awesome. But did you get the marked one?
It went till 8:30 a.m. in the hot tub.
I don't think you got the marked one.
I didn't.
Because that was nice. You could have went.
I'll tell you why.
I could have went. Oh, you tried to go to the marked one.
She came up to me and she, oh my God. Oh, I
can. They're not going to watch this. Go ahead.
I was going up the stairs to go to bed because at this point I had attempted to talk to one. Not even like a try to sleep with her. I just had attempted to speak with her and I couldn't. She's like, how are you? I was like, how are you?
That's exactly what you said.
No, she
and
said
I find
that.
Out, I find out when I'm high. If someone asks me a question, I'll say the last word back to them as my answer.
You.
Be like, Logan, what do you want to do? I'll be like, do.
That's he was doing all of this.
All night.
It's all accurate.
One word answers.
Yeah, so I'm halfway up the stairs, and this girl, she kind of a ting, bro.
She's hot,
she hot, bro. She comes up, and she's like, hey, where you going? I turn around, poof, you know, sunlight is beaming in her face somehow. It's midnight. I'm like, you're beautiful. I go, you're beautiful. And she's like, wow, what's your name? I was like, your name. And then she goes, what are you doing? What are you going upstairs for? I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep. And she's like, well, I don't go out often. And this is my first time going out in 3 months. And I wanted to have a good time tonight. And hopefully maybe you could hang out with us. And I was like, hang out with us.
And then I was and I walked over and she was like, is your friend all right? And I was like, normally, yes, tonight, no.
And so I was like, you're so cute.
But yeah, things that
I'm going to go to sleep. And then I just
they were like super, super like freaky. Like you met. Yeah, I'll be honest that like I normally wouldn't big up a night because like shit happens in L.A. every night. But like you miss a kind of cool night.
I know you told me that. After,
and it ended
but
extremely
also,
well for
also,
me.
Also, though, it's one of those. And like take this lesson, kids. It's one of those where there was no other way. Unfortunately, that night there is no like rally or push through the high. I couldn't do it. So, all right, rewind for a second. The next day, everyone knows edibles bleed into the next day.
Hours on hours.
Days. A full day. The next day,
still
I woke up and I'm like, I'm high as fuck still. And so I put it on my agenda. I go, I'm going to New York in 2 days. Today, I'm going to do absolutely nothing. That was the one goal of the day. I wanted to do absolutely nothing. Has anyone ever done this? I've done it maybe a handful of times in my life.
Like literally just lay in your bed and not move for the whole day?
Yes. It is so underrated. Like take these days every once in a while, and don't do anything
and
make sure that's the thing you want to do. And it was one of the greatest days of my life. Someone goes, they walk up to me like laying outside like this on the beach. They're like, what are you doing, Logan? I go, nothing.
Wait, that was the day we all floated around on the tubes, right?
Doing nothing.
At one point, I took a nap and I woke up and I was just laying there naked in my bed because that's how I like to sleep because I burn real hot all the time temperature wise.
Yep.
And Logan came in and he was just in his underwear and he goes, move over. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that, man. And he was like, nah, move over now. And he just like had this bro like sleepover session.
Yeah, we were just chilling,
bro. By the way, quick note about that. You laid down, and but it's a huge bed, so we have like 5 feet between us. You got on your phone, I got on my phone. Didn't say one word to each other.
Yo, because I was just trying to be near my boy and do nothing. Like, I just wanted to be near my boy and do nothing.
Are
Logan,
you
what
doing,
do you want to do? Nothing.
Are you doing nothing? What I found that day was I found time that day to actually do nothing, and that meant putting the phone down. Because when you're doing nothing on your phone, are you still doing nothing? I don't think so.
No.
When you're scrolling, like, the only time I ever find any space, any time to like free myself from like either negative thoughts or like find any kind of positive balance in my brain is when I actually put my phone down.
Agree.
I put my phone down. I find some space. I say, oh, wow. I looked around and there's more to this life than this little square screen. Oh, there's trees, all kinds of skies and stuff. You know, and I look around. There's Logan. There's Jeff. Like,
if there's not more to the life than the square screen, bro? What if This is life.
That's what
this
I've started to. We're androids. We're cyborgs.
We are cyborgs. And literally, I am now because I have a red fucking eye. And I think it's going to my other eye. So I had blamed, I got pink eye the next day after the high day. And I had blamed the pink eye originally on the edible. I think the edibles gave me pink eye because it stayed red and stayed always like semi shut. I did a whole media press day in New York like this. And I made it very evident on, I don't know why, of all things, Fox Business, that I had pink eye. Actually, I do know why. Again, we'll dive into
should
it.
We call, should we go to that now?
I not yet. It's a, not yet. Okay. Because I want to talk about one thing.
Can you read my last Google search really quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Can dogs eat toast?
That was the last thing I searched.
Well, they probably can. Probably can.
Plain white and wheat bread is generally safe for dogs to eat, provided they don't have allergies.
Well, that's good.
So, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so when I was high, I like to write down my thoughts when I'm in an altered state of consciousness.
Yep.
So I wrote down when I'm high.
Love this.
Possible book? Question mark. Possible book. When I'm high. The first thing I wrote is the answer to every question asked is the last word of the question. You gonna go in, Logan? Logan.
you didn't even write Logan.
When I'm high, I fear Satan.
You're scared of Satan.
I don't know. I'm terrified of him. He's just like.
But when you're high.
Yeah, only when I'm high. He's just creeping up. I'm like, oh my God. When I'm high, friends do amazing things. Like when Mike was dancing, I was like, this is amazing. This is amazing. Spencer just sprinted straight towards the ocean and then went in it.
Amazing.
This is amazing. When I'm high, I scream my assistant's name. Denny!
You do that when you're sober too.
Denny! Always. And like at Santa Monica Beach, she's nowhere to be seen. I don't think
she wasn't with you.
Did I?
Because you had sand in your shoe.
What were you doing? I don't know. You're looking at.
Oh,
I don't
she
know
was
anything.
With Broly at the vet because he ate 4,000 pounds of pasta.
Our dog Broly hopped up on the table and he consumed some things he shouldn't have.
Like?
Like a whole bowl of stuff. Like pasta and plastic and mainly
mints,
anything that's anything.
Like everything. He barfed most inanimate and the vet was like, yo, what's going on here? Does the dog live at your house or at the Coral Cafe? Like, he just eats everything, dude.
He's a garbage disposal for dogs. And by the way, thanks, Danny. You saved his life.
Not a
when
challenge.
I'm high, I feel bad for penguins. And here's why. Here's why.
Yeah, I agree.
We're at the beach.
Yeah.
And I'm waddling around in the sand. And I go, this is fucking hard. Yeah. Imagine being a penguin. I was just waddling around with my hurt hamstring. Anyways,
like
when
Mike.
I'm high,
Mike's always a penguin. Yes.
When I'm high, sleeping people are, they're just hot dogs. Saw these people at the beach, covered up in blankets.
That's so true.
And I'm like, you're just a hot dog.
That's so true.
You're a Frankfurter.
Because luckily you weren't hungry at the time.
I would have consumed
there's really them. No, if you think about it, there's really no difference between the two. Like between a sweet sleeping person like
and
a Hummel's hot dog.
Nothing. When I'm high,
Hebrew National.
Water is life. I remember someone gave me a sip of water and I was about to make out with them. Water is the most important thing.
Fact.
Your mouth gets so dry. Fact. And as long as you keep that shit moist, you're going to be good to go.
Yep.
When I'm high, I wear my seatbelt. And that's all I got.
Does the things you just said in any way, why is Siri doing that?
You know what's crazy, bro? You get distracted by things that like no one would ever know about, and you choose to like.
Sorry.
Like I accidentally hit the Siri button, and she came up, and Mike's like, "Girl, Siri."
Sorry. Do things that does that stop you from wanting to get high because your brain does like makes you fear Satan and shit?
Yes, I don't, dude. It's not for me. Every
me
time
neither,
I do it,
dude.
I'm like, I go, "What the fuck am I doing?
Me
why
neither.
Am I?" Why?
I don't do it often.
It's not
but
for
when
me,
I do,
man.
I feel like it's sometimes my conscience talking to me.
Yeah.
You know, like a little bit of like, yo, stuff that I don't want to think about.
Too,
I don't want to hear.
Bro.
And it's like, damn, maybe
I
need to.
By the way, let's not get into Reefer Madness 52 here. Okay. Great drugs has a lot of positive benefits. That said, it is a drug. And so if like certain people, I think, react to it differently. Like it just has not. When I was 16. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, all the way through that age, I was rolling up ounces, bro. I'm sure you were too. I would roll through bong load after L after L after joint, whatever, just smoke all day.
Blunts,
dude. Like I would, Vanilla we had
Dutch.
Pounds,
would?
I was hustling, Vanilla I was rolling
Dutch.
Everything. Vanilla. Dutches and wraps, bro, grape wraps.
It was nice to see you sober when all the rest of us who
that
usually
was weird.
Aren't
That's
sober
awesome. That was weird.
Are sober, weren't.
And,
it
yo,
was cool.
And I felt very powerful in that moment. So Charles Manson historically and very famously used to give his followers acid. They would all sit in a room and he would be like, we will now take the acid and meet our savior or whatever, yep. right? He never took acid. Never. He never took it. He gave the LSD to everyone around him so that he could have a superhuman ability to like be above everyone else and in the right state of mind. And that's how I felt. I kind of felt like Charles Manson the other day, dude.
Wow. Yeah,
take it easy,
Charles. Sorry. And you you were all just like your feet were stuck in the ground. Andre was like looking into the stars, dude, like talking about like Copernicus and shit. And I was just standing there and I was like, dude, like these minions of mine are going to really come in handy someday. You know what I'm saying?
Ass fucked up.
And then I just bounced and pulled together a foursome.
And then you went out and drank.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you drink
at Warwick?
When you went out?
I did. I boozed and I came back and then we're on the same level again. And then we're all Charles Manson's followers.
I wish I could have hung out with you guys.
And then Danny came and she was like,
that was, hey, that was one of the hottest, like, just...
escapades of the
yeah,
year.
Yeah, it was so steamy. It was so steamy and, like, just nudity
I have
and
a
shit.
Question.
Yeah.
Was it as hot as when we were all in the back seat of the Sprinter van and you and David were in the front seat and about halfway through the drive, y'all rolled up the partition? What happened? What happened?
I don't know. I got to try.
We know you suck David's dick,
bro. I'm gonna tread lightly here. I am not a fan of
Bro Dome.
Any of the music that you, Andre, or Spencer choose.
Okay.
Any of it. It's you guys just pick terrible music. It's all horrible, with very few limitations. Okay. And so I close the partition and I put on. What do we listen to? Spotify's classic rock station, Casey Jones, Grateful Dead,
cool, like
Zeppelin,
it.
Like all that shit. Bopped out to the beaches, cranking in the back. Man, I think you guys were listening to My Dick Got the HIV.
No, we weren't.
Dick,
what
and
the
you
fuck?
And you're all in the backseat going like this, My Dick Got the HIV. And I'm like, yo, like what's good, bro?
Dumb as
like
fuck.
Dumb
no,
as fuck.
No,
and I'm listening
true.
To the
different
classics.
Generation.
You I'm think, listening to the classics of the 60s and 70s over here.
Bro, you think Spencer
Mike.
Andre
with Mike
to
on
that?
This one.
No, we were listening to like Glass Animals and like Wavy
yeah,
Vibe
right.
shit.
I showed right? you guys Glass Animals.
So
don't
can
you?
We not listen
no,
to them?
No, but you weren't. You weren't. I remember if you were listening
what
to-
What were we listening to? I wasn't in charge.
Yeah, we were listening to the Trippy Trip playlist.
Yeah, Trippy Trip what? Playlist, bro. It was just the vibey shit. So what even
My
is
bad.
Good, bro? Did you give him a hand
Spotify
job?
Spotify or no. Apple? Spotify or Apple.
We thought for sure y'all were hooking up.
You, are you dope. Stupid or just high still?
Honestly, both, bro.
Not that, yeah.
Can we get into that, though? Is Logan Paul stupid?
Can we get lights? Can we get lights? I'm really excited for this segment. All right. All right. Ahead,
so
ahead,
I went to New York for a media press day for the Challenger Games this Saturday, July 27th. Get your tickets. It's going to be a huge event. It's going to be live streamed with the donation link. The charity we're going to be benefiting is the Special Olympics. We just
Let's
got
go.
Confirmed,
Let's
which
go.
Is awesome. I think it definitely fits in with the vibe of the event. Hopefully, this is the first of many. As you guys know, I placed a bet, $100,000, that I was the fastest YouTuber on the planet.
Yeah.
And so that's been the tagline I've been sort of running with, because it's a nice hook. People listen.
Yeah, it's bait.
I bet it's bait. $100,000, I'm the fastest. Everyone's like, whoa, really? No way, I'm the fastest. Or they're like, I want to watch this kid run. So media day in New York was to go there. We went there to talk about the Challenger Games, Impulsive, the 100th episode, which we just did, like, and subscribe. Basically just promote the brand, build that brand awareness.
Yeah.
And we had set up, I think, 10 interviews that day. All of them were great, and by the time this comes out, a few more of them will be rolled out. I had a great podcast at Barstool's KFC Radio. It was actually one of the best podcasts I think I've ever done. I had so much fun. Those guys are awesome. And then we went, and I did their Would You Rather thing, where you stand in front and you answer questions about sex and stuff.
We need something like that.
One of the questions was, curious to see your answer. One of the questions was, would you punch your grandmother in the face to have sex with the girl of your dreams?
No.
I said I would knock my grandmother out. Cold.
No.
Aggressively.
No.
Like, no, like.
Not happening.
Grandma Jo's a tank, dude. Like, she's a fucking warrior. She's
like,
a hound dog.
You're going to actually step up and take a full-on punch to the face. Boxer
yeah,
Logan.
Knock her out.
Boxer Logan.
Wait, so do you want my.
A hook. Like, you know, one of the hooks.
It wouldn't be a hook. It'd be a jab.
Do you want my answer?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I love Graham.
No, well, now I feel bad. Now my comedy is rooted in evil.
No, no.
And now I hate everyone.
I'm not
Why can comedians make jokes and they're just like, yeah, they run with it?
But was that a joke or are you serious?
if you,
would you actually not?
No, I would have punched my grandmother, but I'll say it for shock value, which, by the way, is my entire fucking brand, which we're about to get into.
If you watch my.
I wouldn't punch my grandmother, but it sounds funny, so yeah, I'm going to say the thing that people go, oh, no way he would do that. Go ahead.
If you watch, if you watched my face when you said it, I chuckled, I laughed, I loved the question, but and I get when I answer questions like this, I give answers the same way you do, like normal. And I want to get into this. I want you to give your whole thing, and then I have something to say about how he act. But normal people with normal brains, they would say, oh, "Of course I would, and I love my grandma." But we
I have a normal brain.
No, sorry, and I'm not saying you probably would answer it like us too. But we're fucking elevated, and so
I get it. You're
obviously we wouldn't do that. But now we're gonna one up, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, my dream girl, first of all,
is your grandma.
Is my grandma. And so I'd have to knock her out and then have to
No.
That's wrong. But awesome though. No, but my dream girl is not separated that much by the girls I'm already intercoursing.
Who's your
okay?
Who's your dream girl?
I heard it.
Oh,
I heard it.
I love
from
her,
here.
Dude. Oh,
I
heard
I know her. I know somebody in her family. I know somebody in her family.
And my boy used to date her, and she's dating someone now, but I think
Really?
I just love how she looks.
I can make the connection.
And she just, no. She got a boyfriend.
Bro,
I'm very respectful of the sanctity of
everything.
They aren't everything, but like 99.9%.
Your family members
are sliding
in
your DMs. All right, anyway, so whatever. What I'm getting at is even if I said Jennifer Lopez, even if I said some hot, Zoe Deschanel, who I also love her bangs,
great,
right? Or Kat Dennings or some sweetheart from the industry.
Yeah.
They're just not separated that much from some of the more, you know, nicer, hardworking girls that
so
I'm
already
with.
Your grandma.
So
and
I am not to go from a 9 to a 12. I'm not going to punch my dear old granny. She's 90 years old. She already uses a goddamn walker. She broke her hip twice in the past 6 months.
Nobody wants just plain
to punch
Jane.
Their grandma.
No, they just want like something that's like shock value. I call you from Sweden or I text you, hey, publicist has New York trip. It's great for press. We're back in it. Challenger Games, impulsive. She's like, Jeff, are you going? I'm like, no, I used to go all the time. I would fly, you know, we'd be right next to each other and make sure.
That was your life.
Like, Logan's 24 years old. He's great at this now. Yeah. Perfect. Like, well, you don't have to go. No problem. All right, great.
Well, but hold on, bro. No, no.
You had to sit where I was and watch this.
You're right, bro. I'm quite honestly...
Great.
Too good at interviews that I can do, act, and say whatever I want and spin it however I want, and the media will write about it however
well,
I want
them
to.
Back up. Explain what happened yesterday. So you went and talked specifically about Fox News because that is the one that blew up, and everyone shared it.
Yeah. So we did 8 interviews. It's about 4 p.m. Quite honestly, I'm exhausted. I'm running on 3 to 4 hours of sleep because I went out the night before. My bad. With pink eye, I
was told not to go out. This was a business trip.
Well, hold on a second.
No, hold on.
See, if I had been there in New York City, which where all my friends
went
are,
to Marquee with
him. Totally wouldn't have gone out. I would have just went straight to sleep.
Yes, you would have. You've been raging.
I was like, what
are
you talking about?
You'd have went to Chinatown because I know Chinatown's open till 6. I've done
it.
We would have
been
in New York City,
Brooklyn,
Apothecary, downtown.
I wanna. So this clip went viral. This dude posted it. His name is. Twitter handle is at Jordan.
He blew up. By the way, he blew up because I mean,
like followers wise.
Well, he got how many retweets?
The tweet here. Check it out.
I saw 12,000 when it was trending.
117,000 likes at the time of this video. 19,000 retweets. The caption was Logan Paul was just on Fox Business, and well, it was something. And at first, I want to bring up the full interview because you know, I mean, the full interview doesn't go viral. It's the super cut. It's the minute cut of the greatest moments. But like, I was just in a mood. You can tell even when I was first
in the green room.
In the green room. Like, well, when I was in the green room,
it's a great picture.
They're like, you're going to go live. No. And I'm just like mean mugging the camera. If you saw the interview. And here, let's see if we can play this. But
I saw Danny actually post something where you were walking in.
And I was dabbing.
And you were definitely.
No, you hit a wall.
I hit a wall, bro. In the hall. They're like, okay, do the B-roll. You're going to walk down this hall. I'm like, this is so fucking lame. Like, can I just at least have fun? Because that's my goal now, bro. I want to have fun. So anyways.
Across all social media platforms, according to Social Blade, which tracks monetization, he ranks in about $15 million a year.
You're always
internet
sipping.
Famous Logan Paul.
Just sipping on
You're
a cup,
always
though.
Doing it. I've seen it in all the interviews
it's
lately.
It's funny, dude. I'm on Fox Business and like, look at me trying to do business.
All right, so obviously.
Anyways, so my two options.
You looked good.
Thanks. Thank you. I had a glow up recently,
except
bro.
For
I'm
the
not
eye. Except for the eye.
Except for the eye. So sure. I had two options. My team goes, you're going on Fox Business. You're going to promote Challenger Games. You're going to talk about the difference between YouTube, Facebook, Google, whatever. I'm like, this is great. But also, two options. One, talk about business on Fox Business. Nothing happens. Then it gets seen by the, 20,000 viewers maybe that are watching this live?
Less.
Or number two, be funny. Have a great time. Talk about stuff I want to talk about and go viral. And I chose the latter because that's my shtick. That's what I do, and I love to do it. And there are two types of people. One, most people who watch this show and the vlogs who see what I'm doing and know exactly what I'm doing, and they get it.
Of course.
And two, the people who are like, this kid's a moron. What did he bomb this interview? And I'm like, yo, all right. But I will say my strategy here, we did it in Flat Earth, and I'm sort of hesitant to even say this, but I believe this phenomenon will be a recurring theme in society. I bank on the naivety of old people and millennials to perpetuate my brand, make me go viral, and keep me relevant in circumstances like this. Yep. Knowing that feeling they get when they tweet out the fuck Logan Paul or they hop on that bandwagon, that little dopamine spike
you
that runs through their body. No, they love it. And I know they love
and
it.
You
and
love it too.
And they'll never not love it. They'll always feel the need to put that tweet out, rally the troops, get their army behind them, get the retweets and the followers, and keep me relevant. The same people who are going, Logan Paul's trending? I thought he was irrelevant last year. Like, thank you. Because of you, I stay relevant. And knowing that, it's become like a fun little shtick of mine to play. And again, it happened with Flat Earth, but I do want to play
this.
I want to play the super cut because this really encompasses what happened on that Fox interview.
If I'm being quite honest with you, I'm the fastest YouTuber. I'm the fastest entertainer on the planet.
You're talking about running.
Running. I could be the quickest man on the planet. I'm everywhere,
Instagram.
Baby. I'm everywhere. And I'm nowhere. I'm like a ghost. Liz, I do have to stop you right there. So you said you used the word controversial.
Yes.
Just so you know, I am an ex-controversial YouTuber.
Amazing.
That's
correct.
It's no longer me.
I know that.
And I'm betting $100,000 that I'm the fastest man on the planet. I'm the fastest man on the planet. Yeah, correct. But I will say my expenses just surpassed my income for the first time ever. I just sat with my financial manager. He told me that. Like, I'm definitely going downhill from
here.
Did
that make you nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm terrified. I think it's the beginning of the end. I'm uncomfortable with myself, you know?
Come on.
I also have pink eye. It's not contagious.
But talk.
No, it is. There's a 2-week incubation period.
Okay,
I'm so sorry. But yeah.
So
the text that I get, right?
Oh, I got it too. I got it from multiple people.
Lawyer, our boy's trending. Publicist, not the best interview. Other people we do business with, that was an interesting interview.
Listen, yo, it's Fox Business. It's my ninth interview of the day. I have no desire to talk business.
And then on the other hand, from people. Best interview I've seen.
Yeah, for
Logan's
sure.
Hilarious.
Logan's
a genius.
You know how many texts I'm getting?
Logan's a genius.
Logan's a genius. Oh, you're hilarious.
They just don't,
that's what I said. There's two types of people. One person is like, I understand what Logan's doing, and I see, like.
Yeah, clearly.
Let me jump in here for
and
a second.
And as I know, smart guy, very intelligent, capable. He's just playing with you.
Let me jump in for a second. I think the biggest learning from this and every other time you or we have done something like this is that people will continuously underestimate the intelligence of this camp. Okay.
For sure.
I get advice from Logan. I get advice from people here in LA. I get advice from people on the internet. When I say that we are 65 steps ahead of you guys, you have no fucking idea what we are doing, what we're working on, where our humor is going. We've got it all figured out. We are 130 plus IQ, 4.8
You haven't tested me yet.
It's 4.7. We don't have it all figured out.
Like I was gifted program from third grade until high school.
Mike's dick is huge.
No, it's not.
Mike's dick is huge.
That's the one fault of mine. I have a tiny dick.
But let me say this.
We've got this shit figured out.
We are toying with people. Yes. We don't have it all figured out.
A lot of it we do.
I was going to say, here's what I'm, the moral of the story. If you don't think that every move I make and everything I do since about a year ago in my life is extremely calculated and intentional and strategic, you have to be out of your fucking mind. I mean, what? Not to stroke my dick here, but look at the numbers that are coming up on the screen. That is not an accident.
If you click on the things, did you go to the actual video? Mm-hmm. I think it said 5.2 million views.
5.2 million what
views?
Oh, on this video.
On the video.
This Twitter video has 5.2 million views. By the way, the full interview has about 87,000. No one wants to see the video. Which, by the way, we did talk about some things that were like slightly educational. But the supercut is the thing that goes viral. People love to point the finger and go, "Logan Paul's a moron. He's doing cocaine." And I mean,
I've never done cocaine in my life.
Which
clearly also not the drug that would make you do this,
which is odd. Some people said Adderall, and I that would seem like a drug that would make me act
Adderall
like this.
Adderall is cocaine,
but like,
yeah, it might as well be.
So I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated that people are fascinated by this, and they don't understand. I heard a saying once: perhaps if you don't get the joke,
you are the joke.
Yes,
I have to thank the people retweeting and sharing these videos for making me and my brand go viral once again, and helping me sell tickets for the Challenger Games this weekend. It's going to be a huge, huge event, which, awesome, by the way,
for
it's
charity.
A charity event that benefits the Special Olympics. Like, who's winning here?
Yeah.
Like, I can take the people who put me down, and there's two ways to interpret this video. The people who put me down and, you know, Logan Paul does drugs, Logan Paul sucks, Logan Paul's an idiot, why is he on my screen, whatever the comments are, you will most likely never be a person that I want to be a fan of mine. Maybe in the future that'll change, but I'm so happy that you do you, and when you do you, it helps me. Thank you. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say it's funny because it reminds me sometimes of like what people, not to say it again, but people say about my show that I just started. They're like, "Oh, you've got towels hanging on the thing." Like, remember when GP said this show's a train wreck, it's the worst.
I think that.
Do you not think that I can't afford a fucking, I'll just throw 100K into a fucking set. I don't care. The reason I do it is because it's fucking hilarious.
It's a really meta inside joke that I think a lot of the people that are coming up on the internet, the audience, the consumers love. Yeah. Like the Gen Z millennials who are on the same wavelength as us. This is an inside joke.
Yeah.
And again, if you're in the circle and you get it, this is fucking hilarious.
I forget where, like, the quote comes, but it's like, why so serious?
Yeah. Why so serious?
Why
bro?
So serious? Why
be the Joker,
like,
Batman?
Like, I can sit and talk.
It's like,
I can sit and talk business all day and the difference between YouTube and Facebook and why I create where I create, but it's just so boring. I'm here to entertain, bro.
Genius, but I want to make sure that the people put you on. Because they give you a platform.
What?
Right? Fox Business gives you the platform to go viral.
Oh, agreed.
Right?
And by the way,
that's important.
Liz, the host,
yeah,
is a fucking doll.
She's so nice.
She's incredible. I did her podcast after.
Awesome.
I talked to her after. She said some things to me that I won't repeat, but made me fall in love with her. Her daughter's a huge fan.
And
she's amazing.
What did she think of the interview?
She thought it was great. But
why?
I'm not sure. She thought it was great. I'm not sure if she knew what was happening. Liz, I love you. She might.
She was laughing along with
it. Outside of the supercut, did you hit any of the talking points?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I explained to them, I'm like, yo, YouTube does a better job monetizing for creators, and they provide more incentive for me to create there
because
they have the audience and
at
they
the
pay
moment.
Out. At the moment, yes, and I also said that. I said things that, again, have value, but this supercut is fucking golden. And then I think the comment that, there's two comments I think that are really twisting people's legs. One, when I go, I'm the fastest man on the planet.
People are tweeting at me. They're like, "Don't you know who Usain Bolt is? Like, come on! Like, this kid can't be serious." I'm like, "Bro, what are you saying right now? Are
so
you that
serious?
No, not serious. Why so stupid?
Super.
Like, are you that dumb that you thought he was serious when he says any of this shit?"
On the interview, I go, I was like, I'm gonna take this a step higher. I'm the fastest YouTuber. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going balls out. I'm the fastest man on the planet, and I know people are gonna hear it.
And
go,
you think
people are gonna hear it and get offended? Gonna, no, you're not.
And you think they would have learned their lesson from flat Earth?
You would like, think I we've
thought,
done it to
like,
you?
Like I thought flat Earth was the time we taught them.
Which is
we're
why
we're like, yo, we are gonna fuck you guys so hard.
You do the marketing for
that
us.
You're gonna screw yourselves, and then we're gonna teach you, and you're gonna shut up from
bro,
now on.
Bro, you do the marketing for us. You do the promo for us. The amount of earned media that I got because
crazy,
of this
crazy
clip, hundreds of thousands of dollars for free
shows,
because
shows,
of the haters.
Shows your intelligence.
But why I don't have a problem talking about it, because I iterated this to everyone in the house, and Matt goes, are you sure you want to like spill the beans? Because A, those people aren't watching this podcast. They love the supercuts.
Of course.
They love the supercuts. Yeah, yeah. Little bits that they can comment on. And two, they will never... You are the way you are, and you will never be any other way.
Unless
if you,
they
a person,
want
it.
But
if
you're
you
letting,
are a person,
but you're letting the fans in. You're letting the fans
these
to
guys,
know.
Yes.
Yo, everybody likes you is like, another
yes,
check
absolutely.
Mark. Logan
but
Paul
I,
again.
I don't,
saw that on your Instagram too. Somebody was like, yo, genius, or I'm actually liking him. They wrote an article.
Someone said the caption should have been changed to Logan Paul knew exactly what he was doing.
Schools
and he played all
again.
Of you. Like after it happened with Flat Earth and they did the marketing for us, and now it's happening with this, I'm
just keep
so
doing
confident. That they
again.
Will never, ever catch on. And if they do, their desire to do the bandwagon type action and bandwagon tweets
only helps.
Trumps their ability to go, you know what? If I don't like Logan Paul, the most effective way for me to show my disdain is to be indifferent and not talk about it. The opposite of hate is not love. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Because mm-hmm.
like
they see quick wins.
Favorites, retweets, followers,
yes.
whatever. Like if you truly didn't want me to be around, you'd be indifferent to me and you wouldn't mention
well
me.
And the Wait, worst true. Part and the worst part that I've seen too is that everybody that has that opinion, another thing I've noticed, has that opinion until they watch this fucking show. So many people have turned yeah. they've been like, yo, like I didn't like the dude's vlogs, like it was a little too whatever for
yeah,
me
yep.
come on, and they see, holy shit, I just watched this dude for an hour and a half, it felt for like 5 minutes, he's hilarious, he's smart, and they've got a great
oh,
thing going
thanks Mike
dude.
Of course,
appreciate you Mike.
Always,
no,
been
that's
a, always been a huge fan. You don't have
oh,
to trick me.
Oh, thanks, man.
Huge fan.
No,
dude.
It's cool. It's cool to me to go into different venues and you know your audience. And so I know the audience here. And yes, they want to hear about business, but it's so much fun for me to just fuck around and have fun and get promotional value out of it.
Yeah. Of course.
So yeah,
most of these people watching this are like selling stocks, they're just like in the
yeah.
background.
Yeah.
They're not even watching.
Seth Rogen favorited this tweet. That this
amazing.
Dude, and I'm so he's a smart motherfucker.
He's really
and
smart.
I'm so curious. I would
he
love
knew.
To hear what he.
He knew.
I feel like he knew.
I'm gonna reach out to him.
He'll if he doesn't agree with something, he'll publicly say it on Twitter. I've seen yeah. him do it before. And the fact that he just favorited it and didn't do the classic like, what does this kid a moron think? It makes me think he's
I'm gonna find out
or understands.
I know some people.
Do you think that ability to hold your own in the comedic space is an indicator of higher intelligence?
Fact.
Yes, right?
Well,
no.
Tell me
yes
the no, because I knew you were going there. Just give me an example.
Yes, because obviously, yes. But like, I'm sure there are comedians that are just like fucking
comedians
morons.
Are like skit people.
Because I don't know.
It depends.
Know.
There's
yeah.
some people who are just like stupid
funny
where it's
yeah.
like, yo, that's fucked up funny. And then there's intelligence.
Yeah.
And most of the people that are the top are intelligent.
Like you look at like Robin Williams,
Letterman,
like all, yeah,
Williams,
all those, yeah.
and Kimmel and Fallon.
Genius.
They're all super intelligent.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah, yeah. And so I think the comment that the really just drove this one home was the pink eye. Woo! I bet Fox Business didn't see that coming.
It brings me back to wanting to see you, as I've always have, do some stand up.
I want to
I,
so
I
bad.
See that
I want to
I
so
want to
bad.
See that muscle flexed.
I think I do too. I think if I did stand up, people would understand me a little more. I don't think people know, the people who don't watch me, Adam, I don't think they know how versatile I am.
Absolutely
I do
not.
I do so many things, and this is like, I mean, you text me, you go, great acting. This is a character.
Yeah,
the character
of course.
Like frat boy, like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but
I'm
like,
the fastest
got,
man alive.
I'm the fastest man on the planet.
Yeah.
I got pink eye, like
this is not
bruh.
Logan Paul.
And I watched it back, and I, knowing what the reaction would be, I get so much joy.
It's like a higher level of self-deprecation. Like you know that the result of your actions here is going to be people shitting on you, but you do it because you know the value of it. Like,
it's the value, yeah. Right? He goes in and he just talks normal. Oh yeah, Facebook, YouTube, blah 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 blah. Nobody watches.
Flushes down the toilet.
No, like, one watches.
You don't watch TV and you're like, oh, that's Plain Jane family. Let's watch this. This is great.
No,
that's
right.
That's what happens in your life.
Ticket sales
all the time
for Challenger games are spiking today because of this. Like,
part of me thought it was the ad buying on Facebook.
It might be. By the way, great job. But
Jake also did a swipe up.
No, he didn't. He didn't. There was no link with the swipe up.
No swipe up.
I texted him. And then
he fixed it.
Let's see if we can get this to play.
Wow, gold was up pretty big yesterday.
Like, I'm definitely going downhill from here.
Did that make you nervous?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm terrified. I think it's the beginning of the end.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite.
Hey, let's talk about that.
That's my favorite part.
So she asked me about my finances, and yo, some of the headlines, I mean, the headlines are the one of the funniest parts about this. I actually want to pull them up here. I mean, you can Google what's happening here. Logan Paul, $1 million a month YouTube star, says he may be going broke. Logan Paul, warrior prophet, says it's the beginning of the end on Fox Business. Logan Paul insists he's a no longer controversial YouTube star during Fox Business. Well, because that's the narrative we're going with now.
Ex-controversial.
Like, from now, ex-controversial YouTuber.
Yeah. Which is great.
Craziest
is great.
Moments.
How did you get out of the
bizarre
how'd you get
interview?
The X?
I have pink eye.
How'd you get the X?
Because, bro, I'm just not saying shit that's going to get me in trouble anymore. I'll say shit that makes people talk, but like trouble?
Also, I think it was the first sponsorship that gave the X, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. We got sponsors now again. Okay. By the way, we move product.
Like,
baby.
My question is,
you want
to
be sponsored? I mean, what's good? Ooh. So,
like, my question is, how much sponsorship though has at Jordan on Twitter pulled in the past, you know, 6 months or so?
Yo, but that's no, but yeah,
actually,
yeah,
he should've.
No, you're right.
He should have
put a pre-roll in front of the Twitter.
And the question is Jordan also playing the game, knowing that that's gonna get views?
Oh, yo, yeah. but also, maybe.
Where he's not like, I don't hate Logan Paul.
No.
He's like, I'm an editor,
maybe
a writer, and
but,
I want
to
get
views.
Can
you go to his profile?
But also, Jordan didn't really say anything. He just said, well, it was something. It like and,
yeah,
and,
it wasn't
and indeed.
It was
something.
Left it up to interpretation.
Love it. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. But one of one of the headlines. The headlines are my favorite. One of my favorite was Logan Paul, ex-controversial YouTube star in quotes. Logan Paul is going broke and has pink eye. This was Daily Mail.
You know.
Come on.
I also have pink eye. It's not contagious.
But talk.
No,
to
it
me
is.
About...
It's a there's a 2-week incubation period.
Okay.
I had to let her know, bro. My eyes, I look like a fucking cyborg on live television.
Yeah,
and,
you do.
And I'm just going to be sitting there not addressed to pink eye? That's hilarious.
Look how closed your eye is right there.
On the KFC Barstool interview, I mentioned it on every press interview that day, by the way. He goes, I'm like, I have pink eye. He goes, I know, I can see it. He goes, one of your eyes is just like half closed.
You look like an
and I'm just like, what do you mean, guy? Like, I don't
milk
look.
Over it.
You look like some sort of infectious Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
So overall, the trip to New York was great.
It was phenomenal. And by the way, if I didn't do this, I don't know if it would have been worth it. Like, I went there for media and for press.
And how do you
that
get
was
that?
My job.
Yeah. And they want views.
Yeah. So you, the army of haters and Logan Paul naysayers is my army. I control them. Yeah. They don't even know it, which is why it's so good. It's such a like a subconscious puppeteering of a large group of people knowing that they thrive on Logan Paul type negativity. I'm literally banking my entire career on them.
You've used it in the past, and it's hurt you.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're using it to the rat video.
You're like, yo, I'm going to jab you guys again. I'm going to jab you, right? And then they came back, and it was YouTube up. Preferred, never again. Thanks, bye. But now you're figuring out how to use it for your advantage.
Exactly. I like how you said that. At some point you decide, you're like, well, we need to move some of this, so let's activate my army. And you just activate
and
your arm.
It's
the
not
right
the
way.
Army that loves me.
In the right
it's
way.
It's the opposite. Which
of course.
Wow, this is actually really interesting, and I don't think people have really ever talked about this before, but you have found a way to activate your haters. That's
amazing.
Incredible.
No, it's dope, right?
That's incredible because people fight their haters, ignore their haters, but I don't think I've ever heard someone to talk about how to make your haters work for you. That's incredible, bro.
5.82 million views on Twitter.
I don't think Fox Business has ever had a video like this.
And it's so funny because right now he's like, well, shit, like now Fox News knows my secret and everybody's like, maybe we shouldn't tell them because maybe they won't invite you back. Hell yeah, they're going to invite you back because they want another video with 5.82 million views that says Fox Business on it.
Yeah, and plus,
all over
plus
the internet.
Liz is, I'll say it again. She's a doll. Her daughter's amazing. I met her daughter.
She's
in the Logan.
Is Liz married still?
I I think so.
Yeah,
I think
any so. I thoughts about...
You know how I like hitting on older women.
I know that.
But it wasn't like it was just a really professional vibe, dude. Like, it was great.
She looked like she was having fun.
We both were. We both were having a really good... And I'm glad she was a good sport about it. Because
you get the one hero who's like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Do you remember on Bloomberg, the Bloomberg interview I did? It was the last business-oriented live television thing I did when I was about 20, 21 years old, and they asked me about my income. There was a guy and a girl.
We went there.
We went there. It was in New York.
Yeah, New York.
And there was a guy and a girl, and she pressed me hard.
Multiple times.
Yes, hard.
So how much do you make?
And I was 20. I didn't know how to handle it because, like they teach you in media training, which you can imagine, I've had hours and hours and hours, and if I wanted to be a media...
That was another...
A media puppet, like I could easily be a media puppet.
I sent you that tweet.
There was another one that said, this is like the training.
It said this explains the value of media training.
No.
And guess what?
No, but she's...
Call Logan Paul, because he's going to teach you how to go viral.
I mean, exactly. What's the point of media? Like, yes, I could have sit there and like when I did when I was 20 and been like, well, when I make content, the goal is to make content that my audience loves and consumes. And if I can make content that really inspires them, they'll be able to take action on product and go from A to B. Like, suck my dick. I don't want to do that. And I did it when I was 20.
I know.
And the chick pressed me.
I know.
And I was like, I didn't know how to answer. And now I told Liz before the interview started, I go, by the way, if you fucking press me, I'm going to push back. Like, I am in no phase of my life to be bullied around.
or any mood today.
I'm
like,
in no mood.
I spent the whole night drinking with the caller daddy girls. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, so,
you were still building, right? So it was like, all right, respectful. Yeah. We're building. Yeah. Now it's like, I'm here,
bro.
I'm not going anywhere.
I got the name. So I'm here to stay. I said this on the KFC Barstool podcast. I was like, yo, If y'all wanted to cancel me, like, I hate to say it, you had your chance. The window has passed, my friends, and unfortunately, I'm gonna be here for a minute, cuz.
Damn.
Fuck.
No, everybody asked me that too. They're like, "Hey, how's he doing? You know, everything." And I'm like,
I got some. How you doing? Texts. So, like, mentally, like, Kevin Hines hit me up. He's like, "Hey, man, I just want to let you know. Like,
I saw your interview, man.
I saw your interview." And the comment that he was referring to was the one where I said, "I'm uncomfortable with myself." I go, "I'm uncomfortable with myself."
But that's nice. I got this, that he reached out. That's
nice.
A true friend.
I got this text. I won't mention the person's name. 1:58 p.m. You need to talk to Logan. That Fox Biz interview was not good.
Yes.
At all.
Let me see the name. Which strikes me as odd.
Because he didn't text you.
No,
let me finish. He needs to not play the Logan Paul character on those and be himself because he's intelligent as fuck.
No.
Brands will hate that if they see it.
What brands, dude? And by the way, we got sponsors now. We chilling and we're rich still. No, we're poor. We're poor and we're broke. Please donate money to us.
You
gotta go to your dentist appointment?
No.
That strikes me as odd because I would assume he's a person who got the joke.
People got the joke, and it was like he needs to know when he should do it and when he shouldn't. I'm like, look, when is the right time and when is it?
Well, also another thing too is like another thing too that I don't know, like if I say this and I speak for you on it or whatever, but like our vibe is like we're going to a more like a weirder place, right? Like, are you still trying to be like ultra brand friendly?
No.
Okay,
you know what I want
to
be.
We're going to a weird place where people ask questions.
I want to be real, dude. I want to be real. I want to be funny. I want to be entertaining and relatable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, for anyone who's ever had pink eye, they're gonna think this is hilarious.
Like,
can I play a clip where I actually like kind of said something, but then so because it did start like sort of okay. And then I brought it back, and I was like, no, we're not going to go there. And then she brought it back to where it's supposed to be. Let me see.
Every big platform wants to be the video platform. Video is huge now. I think it's, like, statistically, you might know, one of the biggest things that kids are consuming. So, I mean, I don't know. You're talking about a lot of stuff I don't really know much about. Kind of just, like, out here.
She goes, well, you are just out here. So
she did
this happened. And then she did mention Google, YouTube, and
yep.
Is actually inactive. Your Facebook account is inactive.
Why are you about to call me out live like that? What are you doing?
But you got
technically
what
yes.
Are you doing?
Like 60 million people 60
million
are still
people.
Following an inactive Facebook.
Yeah, odd, right? I don't know. I need to optimize that account. I don't.
But why haven't you? Is what I'm saying.
Can I say this?
Yes, you can say anything.
YouTube does a better job of monetizing for the creators. Like, that is the home for me as a creator, where not only can my content be seen, consumed, digested, but also, like, they pay. And I think Facebook just got into...
Look, this... How fucking boring is that, though?
No, but hold on.
I watch it, and I'm just like... Ugh.
I do want to fight back really quickly on that. That was, to me, that was awesome. Like, so I like what you did, but I also like that you peppered in parts about business, because there are a lot of people that are watching this show that love when we talk about business. They love hearing about it. That's their life. And so, like,
which
the
this
fact,
is not true, because Facebook's actually monetizing some people,
but not
higher.
As good. But
yeah,
not
higher.
As good as
the, higher. Oh, I think higher yeah, CPMs. It's why? It's shareable. So your video can go viral by pressing
totally
share
and by the way,
onto your thing.
By the way,
you're
going
to watch.
Right. You're right. No, I know. Bro, I got to 16 million on Facebook before
through
I even skits, started.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the shareability is great. They weren't monetizing at the time. And maybe that's a conversation for me to explore.
You're going to be.
When I watch this, I just like
yachting
kinda,
in the south of France.
I'm kind of bored, yo. You know whose opinion I want on this, and I hope he does a video on it. He might, because he commented it on it on Twitter, and I consider this person to be wise and also to probably be aware of what I'm doing here. Is Philip DeFranco? Mm. I respect his opinion, all the time, and I actually agree with him probably about 85% of the stuff he says. I'll see the occasional Philly D clips, and I've spoken to him on Twitter in the direct messages before, and I asked him to do or participate in something, and he made it clear. He's like, hey, just so you know, like, I'm not going to do this until, like, it's fully vetted out and I've scoped out what I'm advocating. And behind the scenes, I clock this and say, okay, this is a man with integrity. And we know that. Like, I consider him to be a good dude. And so I'm hoping he does a video on it and we can hear what he has to say on it. I'm curious, because he is the perfect middleman, in my opinion, between I keep calling it, like, liberal millennials. Mm-hmm. The ones, like, that crazy, active, loud voice on Twitter. And the ones who just are here to fuck around and have a good time, like me and like most of my audience, and learn some things.
Who else has been, since this isn't him technically inventing the wheel, but for his age group it is, of creators, who else was really good at trolling the media? Like, it's not a new thing. There have been actors out there.
Sacha Baron Cohen did it. And I've seen some tweets like, oh, Logan's the new Sacha Baron Cohen. I would not say that. That man's a fucking genius. And if I put my effort. But, like, everyone's on... His, like, everyone's in on his inside joke right now. My inside jokes are polarizing for some reason. It's like, when I do this interview,
they think you're serious,
which is odd. That's why I say I'm fascinated that people still think this is, like, the actual version. Do you think when I go home and I'm just like, yo,
do you know who you
guys when I used to send Logan into meetings, people would watch your videos, figure out, like, okay, I'm getting this crazy jock guy, funny, stupid, crazy kid. They'd call me right after and be like, yo, he's actually super smart, intelligent. Yeah. Why didn't you tell me? It's because it's better when they recognize it and they're like, oh shit, instead of like, yo, I promise you, he's really smart. Just take the meeting.
No,
like,
for sure. I think it provides a this is why this is great. It provides a really nice opportunity for me to have a very healthy career arc. I, like, you know, if what goes up must
run
come
away.
Down. And most things that I've seen
wave
blow
function.
Up.
Wave function.
Yeah, it's right here. Everything's a wave, up and down.
Was
crests
it big
and
one?
Troughs.
Was it
right,
low
here,
one?
Right here, right now here, right here. And as long as you keep just going up healthy. And up and up, you're going to be good. And it's very, very healthy. Everyone who I've seen explode and blow up with a quick rise to fame, it's short-lived. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many ups and so many downs. And as long as I keep going, like I said, it...
Ride the wave.
The course of my career will be something to be marveled at, I think.
I agree.
It's so relatable when people are down and out and they're like getting made fun of when they feel like they've failed. I'm the perfect lightning rod for people, or beacon for people to look at and say, okay, this kid's been through
back,
it. Yeah. I can do it too.
Yep. 80 years old. Trolling,
I think
trolling
80 years old. It's trolling Fox Business.
It's so funny to think, but I actually...
Owning Fox Business
when I watch
at 80.
This, I actually think that the first thing I thought of was you kind of remind me of Charlie Sheen.
Do you remember someone said that.
The Charlie Sheen
was he fucking around?
I think
he was more serious and, like, fucked up. So I think I get why people were saying that you were sniffing yayo, but, like...
Too.
But because he was.
I saw that too.
He cracked
out.
But wasn't he... When he did interviews, isn't he, like... I'm winning.
Yeah,
like he was, bro, yeah, he was in a crazy space.
But if you were able to understand your humor there, they may have made the comparison. Like, you were like, I'm winning. I'm the fastest YouTuber. I'm the fastest man on this planet. And people were just like, yo, is this dude out of his fucking mind?
Charlie was out of his mind.
What else, man? You want to have cheese sandwiches? I'm hungry as hell.
Yeah, bro. I think we should do stuff, bro. Right.
You want to do audio?
Let's do audio. Let's go to audio only. What should we talk about on audio only real quick? Should we talk about some dirty things I did in New York?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, you got, let's, hold on.
I'll spill some tea. No, don't say anything.
But let's do, like, when I say let's get spicy in the audio only, I mean, like, let's spicy.
Let's dive in.
Like, crazy, crazy, all crazy right. shit. Like, if you didn't listen to audio only, you didn't even watch the episode.
Ooh.
Do you know what I'm saying? All right,
all right. Manager Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks Spencer.
And replacing Spencer.
By the way, where is this kid, bro?
Who knows?
I only took over 100.
Who knows? Guys, we freaking love you. Hit that subscribe button. We're going to be the number one podcast in the world for the rest of your goddamn life. So keep supporting us. Audio only right now. Spotify and iTunes. Impulsive out.
Here we are.
Man, I can't get over these headlines, bro. These are...
Oh, we ain't going back into this. We're switching it way up.
All right, let's do it. Oh, wait, but hold on.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I'll say
we
this.
We made huge promises to the visual viewers.
You did. You did.
Oh, shit, I got nothing.
No, 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 no names. No names.
I walked around the park.
Yeah,
I hung out with a girl.
Yep.
When I was in New York for that like night I was there. She's great, dude. She's so cool. She's so cool. And I had Danny deliver me my pink eye drops during the date.
Yep.
Amazing.
And in my were you? In my world, we were at a very nice restaurant.
There you go,
and
sir.
And in my world, for some reason, this was so normal. I'm so used to Danny saving my life in dire circumstances. And so she brought me the pink eye relief drops. And then I go, Danny! And then I clocked. This is probably really fucking odd for this girl, this poor girl. And I'm putting the drops in my eye, and she's looking at me like, what are you doing? What in the fuck is going on? And luckily she was cool, and it was also the favorite part of her night. But shout out to Danny
for
saving.
Hey, I have pink eye?
Yes, and I also told her it is not contagious, and I guess it is highly contagious. But from what, dude? Is it contact?
I would love to see this girl you're talking about get pink. No, I wouldn't. That's fucked up, but it would be crazy if she got pink eye.
What if all the people I've interacted with in the past 2 days get, like, everyone
I've
next
been
week
washing
has
my
pink,
hands.
Which, by the way, this shit sucks. It's so much more than a red eye. Guess what happens in the morning when I try to open my eyes? I can't open my eyes.
Pizza
crust. It's disgusting.
That's gross.
My face is chafing because of all the discharge running down my eyeballs.
Can I ask you really quickly about what you think his thoughts are right now on the podcast?
David's sleeping.
Sleeping.
But like sitting like he's posing?
Look at him. I wasn't sleeping. My dad used to fall asleep on the couch when I was a kid.
Oh, look. How long do you contagious with pink eye? About 24 hours only. Oh.
Oh.
It's highly contagious. Well, I just started the drops. The pharmacy was closed when we landed in New York, and so we couldn't get the real drops. We had to get some, like, over the off the cabinet in the glass.
Off the cabinet. OTC meds. Off the cabinet.
And
when I was young, my dad would fall asleep on the couch, and we would always go like this. Dad, wake up. And he'd go, I'm not sleeping. Because he was so worried.
I'm just resting
asleep.
My eyes.
I'm just resting my eyes. So one time, my mom painted his fingernail. Well, he
just
was just resting his eyes. So he woke up and he noticed that my mom had painted his fingernail. And then a week later, they were divorced.
You're lying, bro.
Yeah, dude.
No, you're lying.
Because she found out how to catch him, dude. Because that's what she would be like, Mitch, did you cheat on me on your last business trip? And then she would paint his fingernail
up.
And he would have to tell the truth.
Wait, what?
I don't know. What's going on here?
Yo, not to like go crazy off topic.
Talk to me
there
about
is no really
bro.
Topic, bro. Here, I'll talk
Ask
to you about
me
this.
A question about something.
How do you think girls,
girls
can
love
tell
me,
if their man is cheating on them? Because in my eyes, there's so many ways to catch your man if you think he's cheating. How do you,
so,
like, I've, like, one of the most daring, bold things I've seen is, you smell your man's dick. He comes home from a place you don't know, and you smell your man's
wiener.
That's a classic.
Wiener. That's a classic.
My girlfriend's, you know, thought about it. Yep. Oh, are you cheating on me? Why?
Because you are.
No, definitely not.
Sorry,
never would. Never would. Never did. Never would. Never did.
Because you are.
You've gotten so much better in bed.
I've heard that.
You've been trying different things.
I've heard that one.
And I'm like, yo, I'm just getting older.
Yes.
I'm getting mature. I'm trying different stuff.
Do you know when you You might not know this. I'm sure you do. Yeah, you both know. You have your girlfriend, and then you spend some time apart, you break up, whatever it is, and then you always end up hooking up with her again, right? when that happens, I've had it happen to me where she goes, Where'd you learn that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I'm grabbing hair differently.
Yeah, because they know.
And they catch on. But so the question I'm not going to ask you, Jeff, is like, how are you improving if you're just stuck in the same little
rabbit
hole? Rabbit hole, quite literally.
How am I improving?
Like, why are you getting better at sex?
I don't know.
With the same girl?
I don't know. It's just trying different stuff.
Are you listening to call her daddy?
No.
Are you listening to impulsive?
Nothing. And she's said like, where you see this in porn? I don't watch porn. Never watch it.
What, really?
I had a porn star reach out to me today for a business deal.
What? She's the one you show me?
Yeah, huge. She's got 6 million on Instagram.
Yeah, but she reached out to me too. You want to talk?
I know. That's what, no, reach out to
us. But not about business.
Oh, what'd she reach out to you for?
Jeffrey11@gmail.com.
Oh,
just forward. Send it over. You're gonna get fucking
actually not quite, because I bet the people listening to audio. I bet the people who listen to audio,
they don't
are
do
gonna
that
be
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, I've been on an anal kick lately.
You told me this, and I don't know if I actually
have to.
Don't.
No,
want
we don't
it.
Have
no,
to.
No, but you, it's great.
I just have I've become bored
with your tongue or your
both. I've become
watch out
bored.
For pink eye. Watch out.
I've become bored.
Yeah, don't put your eye on the hole.
That and group activities. Well, I can't get into normal shit anymore. I'm bored, bro. Like, I'm bored senseless of just normal sex, dude.
And after you have those encounters, the multiple girls or the anal, you feel amazing.
Yeah,
right.
What feels different?
Ew.
Nothing.
Oh, I
next
see.
Day,
that was a joke.
Like, yeah. Next day,
well,
you're like,
well, no, it's
same
not about
shit.
That. It's about the moment of, dude. The group encounters get me all fired up, dude.
You know who? I mean, bro, that's for most people, especially most dudes.
Yeah,
you
but
know? Oh shit, Jake's getting married this weekend.
Fact.
But really though,
really,
actually,
Vegas.
I'm not going. Yeah.
I think invitations go out today,
bro.
I don't think
bro, I'm
going,
watching
dude.
A video.
Hand
of
delivers.
King
hand
Batch
delivers.
Running, and he's fast as fuck.
I'm not going.
Yeah, I think he's one of the fastest.
I can't go, bro. I'm a clout chaser, bro. I'm not going. I'm selfish as fuck. Dude.
You should definitely show up without an invitation.
No. I should show up with a shirt that says "Selfish Clout Chaser" on it.
Are you going to the wedding?
I don't think I'm invited, bro. I'm not invited
just,
on that
it,
or on the trip
big.
Or on the trip that you're going on after. And by the way, don't we have to film? What's good, Danny? Don't we have to film a bunch of shit before he leaves?
No. I think we take an impulsive hiatus, bro.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think so. It's impossible.
Should I fire off one
no,
or two?
No. Oh, maybe.
Is there one without Logan?
There's been one with me as host before.
Host, but not without.
He was here. I mean, I could bang one out.
I have a good idea.
Wait,
I have a good idea. It's a collaboration.
Night Shift and Impulsive mix. Logan's getting into the idea of spinoffs right now, dude. He likes it because he knows it's going to coat his pockets.
What do you mean? It's entertaining.
You know what I like more than coating my pockets?
It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
I love the idea that y'all can have legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Like, look at what you're getting served up right now, dude.
The Night Shift on my relatable tabs.
Look at that
recommended tabs. 216 views, bro. All right, listen, bro. Fuck this. Let's go eat.
Do you
want to
talk about any one other thing? Name. Oh, by the way, who invented shoes? I said it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
The first shoes were discovered between 7 and 8,000 BC, and that's where they date back to. They were discovered in a cave in Oregon, believe it or not. They were sagebrush bark sandals, and they were one of the first shoes.
Birkenstocks?
Nope. And then the shoe was industrialized in 1862 in
by Phil
Massachusetts. I can't remember what the guy's name was. I think it was McKay. And then further industrialized in Lowell, Mass, which is where Banks is from. The rubber sole. You just keep saying this brand name over and over as I can try to tell the story. The rubber sole was invented and patented, I think, in like 1870.
Well,
so ever since then, we've had shoes.
Yep. Hey, Big Mike, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We freaking love you guys. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.